AM, FM, streaming, and now delivered by smartphone app. All free, always free. Inflation-proof information. WCHV.
Joe Thomas in the morning. Thank you for letting us be of service to you all across Virginia. Never mind Alabama and Oklahoma, New York and New Jersey and all the places I see on the smartphone app. One of those places is in Byron Donald's district of Florida. He is Joel is on the phone hanging on the line. Quickly, Joel, I know you know how this works because you've been on Kilmeade and Hannity. So you've got a question for me or a comment real quick, and we've got Congressman Good standing by.
Kind of both. One is, I'm wondering how TikTok and other foreign entities can come in and start up at their business, especially ones that are dealing with information and technology. And then my second thing that I'd like to say as a statement, and then I'll get off the phone, is that most people don't realize that TikTok is doing what Facebook and now what X is called, or Twitter, and with each like certain commercials, you'll see it come up at the very end. It'll show their little video, and then they'll show their endorsement as TikTok. So they're starting to label everything, mm-hmm. And that's further putting that in the back of people's head and their subconscious as, oh wow, they're endorsed by TikTok. That's all I'd like to say.
Well, I think actually, and I'll get into this at some point in a little bit, but I think you actually answered your first question with your second question. Why do we allow it? Because we're doing it too. But thank you, Joel. I appreciate it. There, and we get from Virginia's 5th District offices representing the constituency is Congressman Bob Good. Good morning, Bob. How are you doing this Friday morning?
Good morning, Joe. Doing great. I hope you're doing well also.
Absolutely. Obviously, the firestorm is the TikTok vote in the House, and everyone's still buzzing about it. And, you know, should we be banning? Should we be forcing people? You know, where is the boundary lines in this? What is your view from the 5th District office on the Twitter and the TikTok situation?
Well, I think China has been appropriately identified by the previous president as the greatest threat to the country. I think it's unfortunate this president considers China a competitive partner instead of an adversary and has dialed back the efforts that President Trump had in place to confront China, to combat China, at least through non-military means, obviously. And we are in much greater risk now under this administration, or this regime, if you will, the Biden regime. But it boils down to me that China does not have First Amendment protections. Communist China does not, and does not have the right to own a U.S. entity, and certainly doesn't have the right to own a company that has access to American citizens' data and to be able to surveil U.S. citizens, capture information, manipulate what U.S. citizens see and information that they receive, and those sorts of things. And so while there's good people on both sides of the issue, the overwhelming number of conservatives and patriots and the people that I respect on the right side of this issue, I believe, led by Chip Roy, co-sponsored the bill, and Morgan Griffith in the Virginia Nine, who's on Energy and Commerce, through which the committee has committee of jurisdiction for this, through which the legislation came. So for me, you know, some of the concerns on, you know, the risk of taking action against the CCP's ability to have a controlling interest or an ownership interest in by about Communist China's First Amendment right. They certainly don't possess those.
Oh, well, yeah, and that becomes, you know, the issue is, you know, where does the government come into this? And I always go to the protecting the data side. And this is a discussion we've had in abstracts a dozen times, Bob, about the protections of these aggregators as under the Section was it 602, you know, where they're, you know, they're not held to the same account as a printed media or a broadcast media for printing something that's factually inaccurate. Or promoting it, and I want people's data protected from TikTok as well as Twitter and Facebook. The caller that was on just before us was saying, well, how are they allowed to do this? I think it's because I think we have our hands in the cookie jar doing the same things at Facebook and Twitter. Does that need to be reined in as well, our surveillance abilities?
Yes, but to clarify just for a moment on ByteDance, TikTok, and this issue specifically, then to come back to the other that you're raising. Again, this is not a ban. This is saying, hey, they've got to divest. CCP has to divest their ownership interest in it, and we're not going to allow China's Communist Party to have access to this information, this data, if you will, or this controlling interest. So there's been a orchestrated, expensive campaign, as you know, to manipulate the political apparatus in Washington in favor of TikTok and ByteDance, of course. Mm-hmm. You've seen the millions of dollars of TV ads that have run. I've gotten visit at my office from those advocating for ByteDance and TikTok. You may have heard this, but TikTok put in a feature on the eve of the vote to where the users couldn't access the app without calling their member of Congress. It blocked them until they clicked the thing that said, put in your zip code, and automatically dialed the member of Congress. Now, of course, they couldn't control what they said. They could just hang up the phone, or they could say, hey, TikTok made me call you, or whatever they want to say. But that just shows the control that they have and that we don't want the Chinese Communist Party to have access to this. Mm-hmm. Specifically, as it relates to big tech, you know, I am on the side of reining in big tech, confronting big tech, and breaking up the monopoly power that they have, and certainly the ability that they have to suppress information, whether it's political viewpoints, whether it's medical information that we might want during a virus situation. And I also am in favor of inhibiting the ability of the federal government to coerce or to pressure big tech to suppress information. That's even worse when it's coming from the Biden administration, as it has. And the Biden administration there's a case right now before the Supreme Court, as I'm sure you well know, many listeners know, where the Supreme Court will decide about the federal government's ability to work with big tech to suppress and control information. And so I'm hopeful the Supreme Court will rule appropriately and greatly restrict it and hopefully eliminate the ability for the federal government to do that.
Well, and certainly we want warrant protections. You know, the Fourth Amendment doesn't say you can't search somebody's house. It's just you have to prove to, you know, the justice system that, you know, that's there. Right. And so, you know, that's very important. I want to talk to your expertise.
And that goes into the FISA war that we're having right now, and whether to extend and reauthorize FISA without the appropriate reforms in place. And that's a battle we're having now, and we're gonna, that battle's going to have to be decided in the next just the next couple of weeks.
So, that segues. You're learning. You know, you're helping me segue from issue to issue, Bob. Now, because I want to talk about Ken Buck and his quitting, his storming off. I mean, basically, like in when I used to work in restaurants, this is ostensibly throwing your keys on the counter and walking out. Even though he wasn't running for re-election, and he's a puzzling case because he was against FISA before he was for FISA. He was against big tech before he was for big tech. What is the issue with, you know, because everyone this is why you guys drove Ken Buck out of Congress. Is that reality? What was going on with all of this? Because the media is making just lunch money out of it.
Well, Ken Buck has been a good friend, and I have respected him as a true patriot and a strong constitutionalist and a conservative. However, I have not understood Ken Buck for the past year, and he's an enigma. He's very unpredictable, and honestly, I haven't understood where he's been coming from. If you just go backwards, I thought he might join us in challenging the former speaker back in January, 14 months ago, and he did not do that. That surprised me. Then he did join the motion to vacate vote to remove Kevin McCarthy later in October. He was part of that. Ken has done some great work on, matter of fact, he's been among the lead in judiciary of trying to confront and rein in big tech appropriately and to eliminate their monopoly power, their antitrust exemptions, and, mm-hmm. and to confront them on their suppression of information and controlling of information, that sort of thing. But I don't understand some of the actions that, and the positions that he's taken. I do agree there's been tremendous inconsistencies, and I just cannot explain it. I'm disappointed that he's leaving us a seat short, that he's not finishing out his term. Certainly respect his decision not to run again, but very disappointed that he's not finishing out his term. And so I really just haven't had much contact with Ken in recent months, and I just don't understand Ken.
Well, how does that impact the FISA battle? And that was kind of where I was going with this, because he's sent mixed messages on where he stood on whether or not, and it seems like, older Ken Buck was ardently against, you know, trying to just give a rubber stamp to the weaponization of government. Now, as you said, in the last year, mixed messages on it.
Well, I don't know where he is, so I won't try to explain that, but I will tell you, the bottom line is the speaker, once again, needs to come down on the right side and to lead and to push for the judiciary position of appropriately restricting the ability of the federal government to surveil on U.S. citizens and to eliminate the ability without a warrant, to eliminate their ability to purchase data that they should have to otherwise have a warrant to obtain, and to eliminate their ability to expand spying capacities more generally, more broadly, including in private Wi-Fi hotspots like coffee shops, restaurants, and hotels. Mm-hmm. That's the right position, in my view. Our liberties, our constitutional freedoms must be the premium, must be the priority, must be number one. Now, the speaker cannot make everyone vote the way that he wants to, but what's happened so far is the speaker has surrendered to, or when the Intelligence Committee, led by the Intelligence Committee Chair Mike Turner from Ohio, who should be removed from that position, in my view, because of his releasing that so-called new threat, this new elevated threat that didn't materialize on the day we thought we were going to vote on FISA, and we were debating that. He released that, I think, to scare members into voting to allow greater power for the foreign government, or excuse me, for the federal government. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have a vote. What we're elected by the American people to do is to represent them and to vote and to take tough votes and to go on the record and let the people see who is for the Constitution and who is not, who is for expanded powers for the federal law enforcement to spy on you without a warrant and without your knowledge, and who is not. We should have had that vote. We should have the vote now. Sometimes we're going to lose the vote. Sometimes the right thing's not going to happen, but at least we need to be accountable, and the speaker hasn't brought it to the floor for a vote, and that's what needs to happen.
Last one, and I could take another easy shot at the left, who seems to want to manipulate other people's elections. Senator Schumer insisting that Israel hold elections to get rid of Benjamin Netanyahu, and I thought they were the ones against foreign meddling in elections. Oh no, there was Ukraine as well in 2014. But I want to go to the producer price index real quick. Bob, because that went up way even further than the consumer price index, which means the makers are getting squeezed harder. I fear that this leads to more layoffs in the future. What relief is there on this kind of stuff that's really squeezing the people most of us work for?
Well, just like the quick thing that you just alluded to, the Democrat Party is the anti-Israel party. It's just an incredible the way they continue to undermine and try to weaken our number one ally, one of our number one allies in the world stage, our number one ally in the Middle East, and even had Senator Warner saying, hey, Benjamin Netanyahu wouldn't win again if the election was held today. Well, why doesn't he say that about Joe Biden, by the way? I think Joe Biden's poll numbers are far lower than whatever Benjamin Netanyahu's might be in Israel, and I think he's an outstanding leader, an outstanding prime minister. But that said, you know, the bottom line is the American people are suffering under the inflation in this country, which, right, it was concerned that it ticks back up. They thought there might be some interest rate relief. Now there's not apparently coming. The interest rate should never have been raised anyway. You know, I've said that many, many times on your program, because the inflation wasn't caused by a hot economy. And we don't need to slow down the economy by raising rates. The inflation was caused by the spending. We need to cut the spending. We need to cut the regulations. we need to, a big part of it is also, you know, the barriers to American energy production, which is a big part of what the costs are, but it's regulations, it's inflationary spending, and there's no end in sight under this administration. That's why elections have consequences. The American people aren't going to get real relief unless they come out in full force and show that they've suffered enough and they've connected it to the political decisions and they've connected it to elections and they've connected it to the policies that are being perpetrated upon them by this president and the Democrats in Washington.
Wow. That was so well said, Bob. I appreciate that. You could do this. I couldn't do what you do, but you could do this for sure. I appreciate it as always, sir. You have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Thank you, Joe. Great to be with you, my friend.
Delivering all the news Central Virginia needs since 2001 without any price increase. Ever. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.